Welcome to Getting Real, our locally produced radio show that dives deep into thought-provoking topics, hosted by SJCC parishioners Al and Lynn Grassley, exploring how we best live out our faith in response to important issues and struggles of our day. So jump in and navigate the currents of conversation with Getting Real, where circumstance meets Catholic clarity. And now, your co-captains, show hosts Al and Lynn Grassley.
Thank you for joining us on Getting Real with the Grassleys,
where we talk about relevant issues and how to navigate them as Catholic Christians together.
Because let's face it, we're all going through stuff in our families and community, but there's no need to walk it alone.
Join us for honest conversations, a reminder that we're never alone on this journey, together on
Getting Real.
Getting Real, Linda. How are you doing today,
well,
Linda?
Well, good. We're good. Weeks out of Lent now, aren't we?
I think it's a month. Well, it's the third week.
Yeah.
So this year I participated in an Exodus 90. I guess it's a challenge.
Yeah.
It started January 4th and went right to
It was
Holy
90
Saturday.
Days, yeah.
Holy Saturday. So, but it was very refreshing. Like, I'm like, okay, I started seeing things differently. I've kind of kept up the disciplines.
You have. I'm impressed. Even the cold showers.
Yes, the cold showers.
That's crazy.
That's one of my favorite things.
Now, all the guys didn't do cold showers, right? Just most of you? Or you did?
Everybody did.
Oh, wow.
Well, everybody was supposed to. Yes, this is a men's program.
Yes.
It's for men.
Right.
So you have to take cold showers.
Well, we also went on the Axe retreat. I went on the women's. That was during Lent.
Yes.
And the food was so good, and it was all very Lenten, but I ate too much.
Yes, that was the guys' food was pretty hearty, too.
Yes.
Yes, it was pretty hearty.
It was healthy, though, wasn't it?
Yes.
It was good.
Yeah.
It was really good.
But I kind of limited myself there, too. But that was good.
It was very good.
I'm
glad we went.
Yeah. So one thing I learned out of Exodus 90 is I've been giving up all this stuff, and I've been kind of focusing on myself. When I'm giving this stuff up, I should be focusing on giving this up for the good Lord.
Mm-hmm.
So you're supposed to take your sacrifice and imagine it being put on the cross with Jesus. So you're carrying the cross with Jesus.
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, you've always done it almost like a New Year's kind of thing, like kickstart being more fit or healthier eating. And
well, I always, ate and drank a little too much during the holidays. So it's like,
well,
when's
then
Lent
you had to
coming?
Make up for it
yeah.
for Lent.
I'm like, I'm going to stop on Ash Wednesday, Linda.
Yes, I know.
So what are we going to talk about tonight? Because I have no idea. I've never seen this script before, Linda.
You're such a farce. Yeah. Our bodies.
The temple of the Holy Spirit?
Yes.
Oh, so see how I just came up with that?
How about that? That's crazy.
So I'm sure you have some kind of statistics on this.
I do, but I just wanted to do this one scripture. 1 Corinthians 6.
That's
it. Remember?
Yeah.
Do you not know that your body is a temple of the Holy Spirit within you, whom you have from God? You are not your own, for you were bought with a price. So glorify God in your body.
So being healthy through disciples helps us live out our call to holiness and serve one another. Is that what you're trying to say there, Linda?
Discipline.
Discipline? He's got to make this text a little bolder.
A friend of mine on the Axe retreat said she really enjoys our shows, especially when I correct your grammar.
Thank you for correcting me on that. I think that's what I said.
You're the one who wrote that part.
Oh, no.
You were talking about discipline, right?
Right. Discipline, yes. So discipline yourself. Moderation.
And
denying
temperance.
Yourself. Yeah, temperance.
Yes.
Right.
Exactly. Good. Yes. So that was the other scripture, was Wisdom 8:7 about the virtue of temperance.
Approach our bodies as temples of the Holy Spirit, gifts entrusted to us by God.
That's right. Yes. And then think about in Genesis, the body is the divine creation from God.
Right. The pinnacle.
He even said, man is very good.
Right.
Exactly the way he created us.
I know.
Yeah. So, and then you were talking also about, we know we clean ourselves of our sins. We're supposed to approach the altar in a state of grace.
Right. So yeah, it kind of in Exodus 90, there was there's usually a 10 or 15 minute prayer reflection on the app.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
And that was mentioned a couple times, how we were going through the disciplines. It was like, cleanse your body of the seven deadly sins, sloth, anger.
Those are the ones I have. Yeah. There's
gluttony,
probably more.
Gluttony. I mean, kind of made you focus on the seven deadly sins and how they're, you know, they just creep in everybody's life,
Absolutely.
Basically. So it's like, all right, so you do these disciplines and cleanse your body.
Yeah.
So until Easter Sunday, then you could pollute it.
All the feast days too, I hear. A lot of feast days.
Yes, there was a lot of feast days. It was funny what the guy on I know we shouldn't be, the guy on the app was like, this is my favorite week of Lent because there was three feast days. Oh. It was St. Patrick, it was St. Joseph.
Yeah.
And the Immaculate something. So it was just kind of funny. Yep. He was like, we got 3 days to take a break.
That's so funny.
Yeah, it was very funny.
That was quite a week.
Yes, it was. Yes.
Anyway, so we're gonna talk a little bit more about our health, physical and mental health. You know, if we're not fit enough to do daily tasks, we're going to have a hard time serving others.
Right. I mean, one of the things too is like, Jesus is not here. He needs us to do the work down here.
Yeah, that's what we're called to do. Yes. You know,
good hands, good body, strong mind.
Right.
Right.
The catechism says to take reasonable care of our bodies so that we can care for others. That doesn't mean that we should be idolizing perfection in our physical body.
Are you sure? I mean, look at these muscles.
Get rid of all the mirrors.
Linda
keeps walking by the mirror.
Yes, you can't. You don't know this, but I got my shirt off in here. I'm flexing the muscles to Linda right now.
Okay. Yes, the catechism also tells us that we have to have discipline to avoid excess, like abusing food, alcohol, tobacco, medicine, drugs.
Anything like that.
Yeah.
Moderation is the key.
That is. Yes.
So
statistics. Here you go.
All right, Linda. I'm just going to rattle them off.
Let me tell you, I had pages of this and Al made me whittle it down just for you so you don't fall asleep, people. Physical health. Most of these are from the CDC. Adults, 47.2% of the adults in the United States meet the federal guidelines for aerobic physical activity.
That is less than half, if I'm less correct. Is my math half. Correct on that? Is that less than half, Linda?
And less than a quarter of adults meet the guidelines for both aerobic and strengthening activities.
Wow.
And our children, 20 to 28%. Let me tell you, this did not come from the CDC. I had to
dig for it.
Yeah, it's not very well documented. But 6 to 17-year-olds, which is our school-age kids, meet the 60 minutes of daily physical activity.
So less than 30%.
Yeah.
That's pretty sad.
Chronic disease. I'm rattling.
Okay, I'm sorry. I'll be quiet.
Because you told me it was too long. Okay. Chronic disease. 75% of adults have at least one chronic condition. Over 40% of school-aged have at least one chronic condition. Primarily, the big ones are asthma and obesity in our kids.
Yes.
Chronic diseases such as heart disease, cancer, diabetes are the leading causes of death and disability. The preventable chronic diseases are on this short list of risk behaviors: cigarette smoking, poor nutrition, physical inactivity, and excessive alcohol use.
Yes.
Our population having obesity, which means you have over 30 of your BMI is over 30. Over 70%.
Yes.
Of the adults are overweight or obese.
That's terrible.
And children, almost 20% of our children ages 2 to 19 are obese. So that's a little different number. The adults is overweight or obese, but so we can't really compare that, but you get the idea. Diabetes type 2,
which is preventable.
Is preventable.
Right.
14.9% have diabetes, and about 90% of those cases are type 2 for sure.
Wow.
40% of adults over are pre-diabetic, and 8 out of 10 of us are unaware of our condition.
I'm definitely unaware of my condition, Linda.
Yeah.
So I don't think you need stats to tell you that the population is not healthy.
But it's all you like, when you see around. How high these numbers are, it's really amazing to me.
It's shocking.
Yeah, it is. So poor nutrition, and I'm just touching on this on a couple of parts of poor nutrition. The big thing is our country has a lot of consumption of ultra processed foods. So young people, young adults, 18 to 34, over 50% of this age group are consuming them regularly. And this study is like 300,000 people in 26 countries. So it's
a lot.
It's pretty, so this isn't just our country. This is 26 different countries. Yeah. And obesity has tripled since the 70s. Diabetes has doubled since the 80s. And the other interesting thing is about cooking at home. We don't cook at home anymore. So we'll talk a little bit more about that later. And then poor mental health. We're talking about poor nutrition. Consuming ultra-processed food isn't just an effect on our physical health, but our mental health. Over 50% who consume ultra-processed food almost daily, that can drive up to a third or more of our mental health challenges.
Right. So is the fudge round I had before the show, is that considered an ultra-processed 100%, food, Linda?
Really? 100%. Yeah, I know that statistic there.
That sharpens my brain right up, though, after I have it here.
But you think about having any kind of processed food, it's void of nutrition.
Yes.
And so if you're eating more of that and less of the nutritious stuff, you're losing B vitamins, you're losing D, you're losing these pleasure chemicals that our body makes naturally, like dopamine and magnesium and iron, which are mood stabilizers. So, you're tired, you're exhausted, you're irritable, alertness is going away, your memory's going away, hormones are out of whack, your nervous system is kind of going crazy. So
I'm never going to touch another Twinkie again, Linda, after listening to those statistics.
Moderation. Once in a blue moon.
A half a Twinkie.
So, and then you had mentioned you wanted me to look into sleep deficiency.
Right.
And I didn't have time to find the numbers. But if you don't get, like, I think for babies and stuff, it's a lot of hours. But once you get to about high school, if you aren't getting 8 hours, you're going to start getting fatigue. Even balance can be off. Your mood, mental health, neurological concerns like your brain.
Right.
Obviously, your looks are changing because you're tired.
The bags. Can you see the bags under my eye, Linda?
Exactly.
I'm not getting enough sleep. Well, I remember if you not get enough sleep, too, you tend to overeat if you don't have enough sleep.
Right. And you're going to just take quick foods because you're too tired to make something.
Yeah.
But it weakens your immune system. You gain weight, higher stress levels, and increase of heart disease, Alzheimer's, diabetes, thyroid, and other hormonal issues.
That sounds like a lot.
It is.
Let's come up with some solutions, Linda, right
you
after this
it.
Station break.
Okay. You are listening to Getting Real with the Grassleys on WSJF 92.7 Faith FM.
I thought I was supposed to do that.
Oh, you can go ahead and do it again.
You are listening to Getting Real with the Grassleys on WSJF 92.7 Faith FM.
Hi, Mark McGregor here. We hope you are enjoying the show. Al and Linda Grassley have put this show together, hoping to touch the spiritual lives of our listeners, taking a current topic about our faith or something in the news, exploring it, and asking the question, how do I respond to this as a Catholic? Please send feedback about the show, suggested topics, or comments on anything else you hear on WSJF to wsjf@stjoseph.cc. That email again is wsjf@stjoseph.cc. Let's continue getting real with Al and Lynn Grassley.
All right, Linda, so thank you for all those statistics. I know you spent a lot of time on that. You know, Linda is the type of person that even if she sees a statistic there, she has to go out and make sure that the statistic got verified from somewhere else.
Yeah, he wouldn't let me say where my sources were because it's
like,
too much.
We don't need to know where the sources are. Like I said, we could walk around, you know that we're not healthy. We're not a healthy population. So let's talk about taking some steps to reverse these things.
Right. So eliminating or reducing smoking and drinking alcohol is one thing. And then obviously I was really pushing the processed food stuff.
Yes.
But it is so bad for you.
It is bad for you.
And, you know, I mean, there's, you know, we had the whole thing with smoking and how they put chemicals in cigarettes to
make
get
it
us addictive. This is exactly what's happened with our food system.
Right.
So, you know, the Europeans are, their food is different. I mean, I have friends that have family over there that will go and they say, I didn't have all these health issues that I did when I was in the
right.
States because they eat real food. So that's, you know, eating better.
Eating better. So if you're, let's just say if you're somebody who's realizing that, hey, I'm eating a little bit too much processed food, like start out small, like start out with like, hey, I'm going to not have this anymore.
Mm-hmm.
Either like
chocolate chips. From the pantry?
Yes, that might
when
be,
nobody's looking.
That might be that might be somebody in our house, but I'm not saying
that's me. I admit it. Yes, exactly. That's great. And you know, you probably have heard shop the perimeter of your grocery store, stay on the outside walls. If you really, you know, we know the U.S. dietary guidelines have
Pyramid, Linda. They flipped it.
The pyramid. So they want us eating the real foods, the fruits, the vegetables, and protein. And they're all around the perimeter of the grocery stores.
We actually started that before they flipped the pyramid. So we were going against the pyramid for a while. And it is like, I will say, it makes you feel better. You're fuller, longer.
Right.
And you kind of have more energy.
You do. And, you know, I always wanted to buy all organic, and for a long time, I couldn't even really think about that. So I only did it with things that weren't, you know, that were probably going to be more prone to chemicals seeping into the food. And, you know, if I could, that's what we did. Now, pretty much we buy all organic.
Right. I mean, that's another concern, too. If you're really struggling monetary-wise, it kind of stinks that to eat healthy in this country, it usually costs more.
Yeah.
Which, you know, that's tough on some people. So.
It is, right? So. But, you know, you think we're missing some nutrients. Why not take some kind of a supplement, whether it's a vitamin or supplemental drinks? If you see something says more protein, but it's a shake, you know, think logically. What else is in there that wouldn't be good for you?
Right.
It would be better if you need iron just to eat more spinach. That's going to be cheaper than these supplemental drinks you're trying to.
Spinach, Linda. Let's step off there, Linda.
You eat spinach right off and kale.
Kale. Oh yeah, that's another fake one. Well, what's that? You started using that app that really helped you really shop better.
I don't know if it's Ukka or Yuka.
I think it's Yuck.
It's Y-U.
It's Yuck. I think the app's name is Yuck.
Y-U-K-A. But it's cool. You just scan the barcode on the product.
When you're in the supermarket.
When you're in the store.
And the perimeter.
On the perimeter.
Yes,
well,
okay.
When you're not on the perimeter is the most important.
Oh, I see. Yeah. I see.
But it'll tell you what chemicals are in there and what these chemicals could cause, you know, different kinds of cancer or reproductive problems or, you know, whatever it is.
Yes. I liked it that it gave it a score. Let's say it was like, I mean, I watched you use it.
It's like one or 0 to 100.
Yeah. So it'd give you a 70.
You want 100.
Yes. Or let's just say you want 70. And then it gave you some suggestions of healthier
options. Yep.
So you don't have to spend hours trying to figure it out. It's just like you scan it. Oh, here it is. Let's see. How much is this compared to how much is that? And you could make the decision right there in the aisle.
Yes. It's
instead of trying to write everything down and try to figure it out. So.
Yes. So learning to cook is a great way to eat healthier and spend more time with your family, teach your kids how to cook, like, you know, make that a family tradition.
Yes.
And it's also good for mental health because you're, you know, building the bonds of your family. Make sure you're planning your meals. That helps. Cook ahead, do freezer meals. If you are going to go out, plan before, like, hey, you know, if we're going to cheat on something, this is going to be the day that we do it.
This is the cheat day, so I'm not going to eat for 2 days beforehand.
Right. Yes. Exactly.
And, you know, when I was, like, probably a couple years ago, I would spend Sunday afternoon making all my breakfast and all my lunch.
Yes, you did.
And so it was just in containers, and it makes it a lot easier if you take, like, it's like, hey, I'm making pancakes. I might as well make 4 pancakes for every day of the week. But sometimes I had 2 pancakes in one day, and I was in trouble.
Yeah.
The week.
I know.
But what can you, that's when I was taking the ring dings, Linda.
Well, before I retired, I felt, I was taking my lunchbox to work. So everything, I would just make all my meals for the whole day.
Yes, I remember the refrigerator. I couldn't find anything in it.
Containers. I had a lot of containers. Yes. But, anyway, planning. Well, so let's go on to exercise.
Well, I personally really like to exercise. I try to get to the gym at least 4 days a week. I like to do weight training. That's my thing.
You like the gym.
I like
the gym.
That
works for you.
Well, mm-hmm. I go right in the morning at 5 o'clock, and there's no socialization. It's all like, there's no like, hey.
Yeah. You don't hang out at machines.
We don't hang out at machines. Yeah. We're there to work out. And that's very helpful for me. And it's a struggle to get up at 4:30 in the morning to get to the gym at 5. Mm-hmm. But if I don't do it, like I can feel the effects later in the day.
Right.
So, and you mentioned something about physical exercise is almost, the endorphins it released is almost as good as an antidepressant.
Yeah, that's in mental health. We'll talk about that.
We'll talk about
next,
that later.
But, the big thing is finding something you enjoy. Like, even though it's hard for you to get up, you do enjoy going to the gym. You think you have a better workout doing that.
Right.
I tried a couple of different gyms that I liked and then I didn't for a while. And now I found a really good one, and it's dance. But I also love to walk and hike. And that is what really makes me happy.
Yes.
And just being with a friend or two, being, like when we go for a walk, I enjoy that a lot. So, just find something that works for you. Just walking. People say, all I do is walk. That's really good.
That's
for
good
you.
For you.
Yeah.
Instead of sitting there watching.
Physically, mentally, you aren't killing your joints. Like when I used to run and then I, lost a hip, I had to get a new one.
Yes.
So walking's great for you. And if you don't want to walk alone, walk with friends, listen to podcasts. You could call a friend on your phone. Play your favorite music. If you like biking, hiking.
Well, you could listen to the show on the podcast is
you
what you could do, Linda.
Radio.
Yeah, 92.7 has a ton of podcasts up there.
That's right. And so. Hallo has some, that app has some free stuff and Ascension. Right. You could pray, do rosary.
Oh, the rosary while you walk.
Or, the town of Sykesville has a few basketball courts. You could just go and play basketball.
Yeah. So the key is to find out something you like. I think that's why, January 2nd, everybody signs up at the gym because they're going to get healthy this year.
Right.
And about 3 weeks in, they're like, I hate this gym.
Right.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So start with something you really like you said, walking. And that gym.
Yeah, something that doesn't cost too much to start with and just kind of play with it. And it doesn't hurt to switch things up either.
Yeah, I just want to say the gym you belong to is the most expensive gym in Eldersburg.
My gym's really expensive. It is, but I love it.
To see the joy that Linda gets from going to the gym, it's worth it for me. So
yeah. So let's move on to mental health.
Okay, so no ring dings. What else you got going on there?
No more ring dings. I just found this study. It identifies 4 factors for fueling young adults' mental health crisis. That's the title of the article.
Holy cow.
But it's Global Mind Health in 2025 concluded 4 things. Weakened family bonds. So, what I was mentioning before, eating together is really important, but cooking is also good.
I think the Pope mentioned something about eating together, didn't he?
Yeah.
Which Pope? Somebody.
Yeah, I don't remember.
Oh, no, it was the health secretary.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yeah, it was. It was Secretary Kennedy.
Same.
Yeah, HHS. He said the not eating together is, what was it? The malaise of spirituality?
I don't know. I can't find it. I can't find it on the script. It's something like that.
It's here somewhere, I promise. But yes, he was just recognizing the same thing. The second thing in affecting mental health is decreased spirituality. So higher levels of spirituality correlate to better life skills, fewer mental health problems, and lower rates of suicide or addiction.
I believe that.
Early smartphone use.
Oh, I know. So we've
especially
been,
before 13 years old is detrimental.
Don't give your kids a smartphone.
Right. And that could be a whole nother show that we'll do another time.
Yeah, we'll have to do that. That'll be part 7 of the mental health stuff. But
right. So then poor diet, which we, you know, pretty much clobbered. But yeah, processed foods can exacerbate any mental health issues like depression. So what you were talking about earlier was there was a study about, I think it was in the UK, about exercise being as effective as any pharmaceutical treatments or psychological therapies.
Right.
So exercise can help improve and release chemicals in the body that are known to boost mood. So, you know, any of these things that we just talk about, though, you got to talk to your doctor and, you know, do what's right for you. I don't want to say that I'm judging, because I know, like, mental health is such a hard thing. We have it in both of our families, and
right,
you know, you just got to figure out what works for you. But you know, there is more than just this study, and this one was a pretty good one that shows that, you know, exercise can help us with our mental health. So if you already have mental health, please work with your doctor. But you know, if you don't, this can keep you strong mentally as well.
Right. I know you got a lot of stuff there, but we should probably hit the conclusion.
Well, we just have better sleep.
Better sleep.
So consistent bedtime routine, cool, dark room, read prayers, journal, practice stress-reducing activities like yoga. Have a warm bath before, comfortable bed and pillow. I know the pillow is important to you.
Now, should you be on the phone looking at the stock futures, you know, 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock at night, looking at the oil futures?
I don't think that's a good idea.
You don't think that's a good idea?
No nighttime stacking, no screens, no caffeine, no strenuous exercise, no alcohol.
Holy cow, that's enough. There's too many rules,
that's
Linda.
It.
Too many rules. I did see that if you don't look at a screen for an hour before you're supposedly going to go to sleep, it definitely helps your brain shut down.
Yeah, so. I've heard 2 to 4 hours.
How about just an hour? Let's start there. All right,
conclusion. So St. Paul II, JP2, said, and we've analyzed this quote
over and over again. Yes.
The human body is not merely an instrument, but a manifestation of the person. So he's kind of saying the idea that the body is just a tool that's not really complete.
Yeah. It's like, so I think people think your spirit is separate from your body, but it's like actually we're joined together.
Yes. It reveals who you are. You know, he's the theology of the body guy, right?
Yes, so he is.
The layers are your body and soul. So treat your body as both of those, the full human person, not something fragmented.
Right.
And your inner life, your thoughts, the love you can show to people, your intentions, it becomes visible through your body.
Right. The communicate love and self-giving.
Yeah.
In our interactions with each other.
Right.
Like, we're self-giving here on the radio station. Luckily, I'm wide awake. I'm feeling good.
Still got your humor there.
Still got the humor, yes. We prayed for humor before the show. So,
yes, we did.
All right. So, hey, listen, hopefully there's a couple of nuggets in here for you to motivate you to do something different.
Something healthier and serve others more easily.
And thanks for listening, and we'll see you next time.
Thanks for listening to Getting Real with our hosts, Al and Lynn Grassley. We hope you enjoyed the show. Thanks to the Grassleys for their preparation, recording, and production of the show, along with Mark McGregor, who served as the recording engineer. Stay tuned to WSJF 92.7 FM, where we are always getting real.